SalesApe, the AI sales rep built to give small businesses the unfair advantage of closing more deals. If you generate over 50 leads a month but can't reply instantly, you lose deals. SalesApe will be your hidden superpower. Used by hundreds of real estate agents, construction companies, and service providers, and backed with $20 million from top investors. SalesApe is doubling sales for hundreds of businesses just like you. Your own AI agent instantly qualifies inbound leads, engages high-intent buyers, and books appointments 24/7, even when your team's off the clock. More sales, less overhead. Sales on autopilot. Go to salesape.ai/podcast to try their free demo. Again, that's salesape.ai/podcast for a free demo.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Troy, I almost got hot on the inside.
Back to
you know you can't fluff me, right?
I'm in HR staffing.
You sound like the whole HR department.
It left me just feeling burnt out.
I don't think you do any of those things that you said here.
I do.
Otherwise, we wouldn't have a lead acquisition issue.
That was an error on my part. I'm just reflecting.
You're not making the best strategic financial decisions.
We started talking about financial planning and all those things.
That's not believable for me.
All right, now, darling, put that pressure on me.
Welcome to another episode of Full Transparency with Donnie Wiggins, your favorite business coach. I work with entrepreneurs every single day to help them start, grow, and scale their companies. And we are going to do just that. I am featuring one of my members outside of my mentorship community, Actionable CEO. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you need to go to actionableceo.com to see if it is the right fit for you. It is specifically for entrepreneurs who are seeking personal, professional, and financial development. We get together every single day for a millionaire morning motivational call, every single week for a mentorship session, and so much more. But just go to the link, check it out. Without further ado, I just want to jump straight into the information today's deal. I've got Troy Sudial here. And Troy, I need you to tell me, what do you do? Because I'm looking at the document and it's a lot going on here. So let's talk about it. Like I've never heard it before. What do you do?
I'm a business management consultant coach. So I specialize in workforce development and finance budgeting. So any entrepreneurs that are just starting off or are probably ready to scale, I help them organize their business so they could get full control over the operations, over the staff, over the finances to position them better for scaling.
Okay. Was there more?
Yes, I was just going to say one of the, I have to do that a lot. I have to slow a lot of CEOs, entrepreneurs down when they use the scale word because they're not in a position of full control. And that's like one of the main things that's stopping them from scaling. So okay. I come in and I organize and help them get a firmer grip on things.
Okay. And how long have you been in business?
I've been in business for 4 years.
Okay. And how many clients have you served in this capacity?
2.
Okay. All right. So you know you can't fluff me, Troy.
I can't.
You know you can't fluff me, right? Like, we're just... I've been in business for 4 years, and I got to sit my CEOs down, and I tell a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, Troy.
Well, there's a story for sure. There's
okay,
a story
tell me the story.
So 4 years ago, the business started off as career coaching. So okay. I was helping I started the business because I was helping so many people land jobs with their resumes, cover letters. And I also wanted to introduce the side of the business that I'm focusing on now, but I just didn't have the room to, or maybe back then I just didn't believe that I can serve in that way. So 2 years ago, I rebranded to doing the business management and consulting now, because that's what I actually did for the last 10 years in corporate America. I've worked as a manager in retail, supply chain. I've had government jobs where I had to work with a lot of budgets and contracts. So after 10 years, I got laid off in 2022, and it was like the last sign I needed to just dive into the business full time and leverage all of my experience for myself. Because forever, I've been doing that for other companies. I'm the big little brother. If you think about bosses, the bosses are depending on me for running the building, but I'm never getting paid for it. I noticed when I leave those jobs, I hear everything just shattered. And it's just, it made me realize how much I was carrying a lot of the buildings that I was in. But I never had a good enough manager to develop me and take me further than where I was. And I was never really being compensated for that either. So it left me just feeling burnt out. Mm-hmm. And between 2020 and 2022, with the COVID outbreak, I just went through a lot of layoffs. I moved to Atlanta for a promotion. I was at JCPenney at the time, and I got promoted to the supply chain side in the HR department. When COVID broke out, everyone got furloughed because I was last one in, first one out. Because I was the last one into that building, my position got cut first when the downsizing happened. As you know, JCPenney did go into bankruptcy that year as well.
When you say supply chain in HR, explain that to me.
I was on the retail side, managing in the retail stores, and then I moved to like the distribution center. So there's two or three major distribution centers spread out through North America, and I was in the Forest Park location.
Okay. So the culmination of your experience is, just so I'm clear, is in managing retail stores and managing distribution centers. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And did I hear you correctly say that you can consult for entrepreneurs who are looking to scale their business if they're ready for that?
Yes. That's like the second step to what I do. My main goal is to get them organized and managing the business properly, because that's, I leverage my experience in managing teams and operations. So that's what I help them get a buckle under. And then we could get into the topic of scaling.
I'm just taking some notes here.
No problem.
Okay. Who's your client?
Right now I'm working with a marketing agency. And I've also worked with a food supply service in the past as well.
Okay. But who's your client? So when you are going out, I know that on your paperwork, you submitted a struggle with lead acquisition, lead generation, sales acquisitions, things like that. Who is your ideal client that you want to provide this service to?
Gotcha. My ideal client is anyone looking to start a team for the first time, grow their team, or retain their team.
Where'd you come up with that?
It's what I do. It depends on what phase the business is in. So some businesses, they don't have teams and they need staff. Some businesses have teams and they don't know how to train them or set up the performance management. And then there are more established businesses that have teams, but one of their biggest struggles is just retaining their staff.
And that's what you did in corporate America.
Yes.
When you worked for JCPenney and these other companies, you were primarily on the floor keeping the team together.
Absolutely. And making the team work better.
Making teams more efficient?
More efficient. More work done.
I wonder if you see where I'm about to go with this.
I don't, but I know you got something cooking, so.
Okay, so let me just look at this paperwork one more time, because on here, and I want everyone to understand why I'm going to go in the direction that I'm going in. It just usually all makes sense when we're having a sales issue or a lead acquisition issue even. Oftentimes it is because we are not properly communicating a message or we're not communicating that message to the right audience. Either way, we have a communication issue, right? And yes. So when I am looking at the paperwork that you provided, it asked what you do in your business. And it says, I'm a workforce development and financial planning strategist who specializes in improving talent management, financial management, operational strategy for small to medium sized businesses. Congratulations, entrepreneur. You made the decision that this will be your biggest and best year ever in business. And I am so excited for you. It's just that you're missing something. The accountability and the mentorship that you said you need, the accountability and the mentorship that you said you were going to get this year. I know you're missing it because I'm not mentoring you inside of my community, Actionable CEO. I see everybody else. I'm looking through the names as I speak right now, and I'm seeing all the names, but I don't see yours. See, Actionable CEOs have something in common. They have three things in common. In fact, they are disciplined. They are action takers. They invest in themselves. But my favorite one is that they are action takers. Oh, wait, no. My favorite one could be that they're disciplined. It could also very much be that they invest in themselves. See, you can't do one without the other if you want major results. So I'm inviting you to check out my community, my mentorship community for entrepreneurs who are interested in personal development, professional development, and financial development. And you want to have a whole lot of fun connecting with other people in the community to network with. If I'm your girl, if I'm your person, if I'm your vibe, check out actionableceo.com right now to see if my mentorship community is the right one for you. In fact, I know it is. So just go there and hit register, join now, whatever. I'll see you on the inside. Bye. I know why you're not attracting leads, because don't nobody know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And you sound like the whole HR department. Right? You sound like the whole HR department. And the first thing that I think that we need to do is to be very, very clear in repositioning your brand and your messaging. I don't think you do any of those things that you said here, honestly, and I don't think you do those things well. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a lead acquisition issue. I don't see financial strategist fitting into this, right? And there's several reasons why. Number one, because in just reading the information that you provided, knowing what you're making annually, which is about $20,000 a year right now, and that being the source of your main income, you're not making the best strategic financial decisions. Would you agree with that?
No.
Tell me why.
For one, I mean, just being fully transparent, that I don't have that many business expenses. So the expenses that I do have, I budget properly. I have an issue with bringing in enough more capital. Mm-hmm. That falls short. And the side of the finance side that I provide, it comes from just working in government contracts and budgets. And payroll is a big thing that has to be budgeted. And whoever I've helped in the past, they have hired staff without looking at their finances and have ended up having to let go of staff. CEOs mm-hmm. Are not paying themselves as well, and they're not fit to hire staff because they don't have that budgeting muscle practiced. So that has been a big part. It's a big part of what I do with staffing is budgeting to see if they can even afford how many people that they want to hire.
So budgeting for a function of your business and financial management in the way that you've communicated it here, financial planning strategist, those are not the same things. Okay. That's not the same thing. A financial planning strategist is someone who has certifications as a financial advisor, right? Or a financial planner. In the framework of this is how you hire for a team or budget for a team, that's a part of a team building process, not necessarily you taking on financial management. And when we put that in our messaging, you know, it looks like you have the ability to say, hey, here's what you should be doing with your money to grow your money, to protect your money. You need to create trust to protect your wealth. You need to invest in these stocks to grow and multiply your wealth. You need to pull back here. You need to budget your whole life in this way. Here's the percentage of what you should be spending on your housing and your food and all those things. And I don't see any credentials here that qualifies you to operate in that way. I see that you have a bachelor's in human resources. You've got HR experience, operations management experience. I don't see any financial advisor credentials. Am I missing something?
I did that at CareerSource.
But are you credentialized?
No, I'm not credentialized. Right. That was part of
So I want you to hear me very clearly. You are not a financial strategist. You help people build teams and allocate a budget for building teams and operating their business in that way, but not a financial management or a financial planning strategist. And we've got to get really, really clear. What I'm hearing from you is an old version of myself. There was a version of Donnie. I'm so good at a lot of stuff, Troy. I can do a lot of stuff. I'm in different rooms and I'm having conversations and I'm telling people, oh yeah, I used to sell cars. Oh yeah, I know about that engine. Oh yeah, I used to do this. Oh yeah, I sold houses. I did this. But I cannot on my resume as a business coach, on my bio says, say, Donnie Wiggins is a business coach who has previously sold homes, sold cars, had a luxury concierge service, owned a cleaning company, operated this, that, and the other, managed a team of this, that. That's not going to support what I need here. And though if I needed to go back to a car dealership and sell some cars today, I'm going to outsell the best of them, right? But today, I have to attract clients with the experience that's relevant to the service that I provide to them. And there's one highlight that I keep hearing you say, I keep hearing you mention, I know that you have all this experience and things, but when you're starting a business, it's going to be really difficult for you to say, I am an HR specialist, let me come and consult for your company, right? You can, but you have to figure out what specific need you solve and you solve well, okay? And you said something that stood out for me that I actually believe based on the experience that you have, the education that you have, and you said that you help business owners start, grow, and retain teams. The end, okay? My message statement, I help small business owners start, grow, and retain teams. The end. Okay. And now how you help them do that, your process, your framework can include all those bells and whistles that you're so good at. But what do? I help businesses start, grow, and retain teams. I can see that. Oh, I need a team. Or I have a team that I'm leading poorly. So maybe you have, for people who have teams already, maybe you have a leadership training for them and how to lead their teams, manage their teams, seat their team members for the right roles. That's included in that. Retain teams. Maybe that's based off of, you know, SOPs and teaching them how to train and, you know, teaching them pay scales and things of that nature. Maybe that's what that looks like. I'm not going to give you your business model, but I am telling you that the standout feature of everything that you said you do is I help business owners start, grow, and retain teams. How do you feel about that?
It sounds more digestible, literally, like hearing it.
Because what the hell is all that other stuff you're talking about? I'm in workforce management and I'm a financial acquisition and planning strategist and but
listen.
First rule in business is the people who need you need to understand that they need you. And that messaging that you put on your application was so all over the place. You look like one of those guys who's attempting to be a jack of all trades. I'm not looking for a jack of all trades. I'm looking for a specialist. Man, I need a team, but every time I hire somebody, it just doesn't work out. My assistants never work out. This person never works out. Entrepreneurs are in a place today where they think that building a team is as simple as just hiring people. But we know that it starts successfully long before that. And it sounds like you understand that piece. Yes or no?
Very deeply, yes.
Very deeply. You have built teams. And you may even get into this and realize, I don't really understand the whole process. I don't understand the psychology behind how to craft a job description. I don't understand how you reach a certain salary cap. I don't understand how they need to go through the process of going through a system and signing off documents. Or maybe I do understand those things, but that's not what I want to teach. You may get in and say, hey, based on my experience at JCPenney and all the other companies that I worked for, the piece that I love best is building team culture, building team environment, creating loyal team members that want to stay with you for their entire career. There's still a piece of that that we need to zero in on.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And when you zero in on that, you'll be able to go from $20,000 years to $20,000 months. But I believe right now that the offer is incredibly unclear. So that's where I want to start. I want to start with you with giving you an opportunity to reframe what your actual offer is that is more in alignment with what your actual skill set is.
Let's do it.
Okay. So I help X do Y by Z. That's the formula. I help X. That's the people. Who are these people that you help? Do Y, the letter Y. What's the result that you help them get by Z? How do I help you get that? So the who, the what, and the how. The how. The who, the what, and the how. So who do you help?
Small and medium-sized businesses.
Let's just say business owners.
Business owners, all right.
Okay. I help business owners.
SalesApe, the AI sales rep built to give small businesses the unfair advantage of closing more deals. If you generate over 50 leads a month but can't reply instantly, you lose deals. SalesApe will be your hidden superpower. Used by hundreds of real estate agents, construction companies, and service providers, and backed with $20 million from top investors. SalesApe is doubling sales for hundreds of businesses just like you. Your own AI agent instantly qualifies inbound leads, engages high-intent buyers, and books appointments 24/7, even when your team's off the clock. More sales, less overhead. Sales on autopilot. Go to salesape.ai/podcast to try their free demo. Again, that's salesape.ai/podcast for a free demo.
Start, grow, and retain teams.
Okay. How?
With custom HR programs.
Don't know what that means.
Custom
employee.
I
don't have an HR department. So if your solution includes only HR programs, you are not my guy. But I have a team. Could you help me get my team together? Can you help me get my team together, Troy?
I absolutely can.
Well, I don't have an HR department, and I see in your messaging that you're implementing HR, whatever frameworks in the business. Are you still able to help me even if I don't already have HR?
Yes, I can.
Or it would be, oh, well, the reason that I didn't come to you is because I didn't think I qualified. I don't have an HR yet.
So I help businesses start, grow, and retain teams with implementing management strategies or employee programs?
You tell me.
That is what I do. I create staffing programs, training programs, performance programs. So I was bulking that into HR programs. So I don't know if like simpler wording would be employee programs, team management programs, or team management frameworks. I'm asking for some. I speak like in fifth grade language. Like I don't want to use terms that are just.
So why is it important for a business owner to make their team more efficient? What's the result that the business gets?
They get more work done in less time. They save costs.
They increase performance?
Yep. Okay. Increase performance, productivity.
I help business owners, put a side by side. I help business owners build, grow, and retain high performance teams. Okay, that's the who. I help business owners build, grow, and retain high performance teams. Because we understand who business owners need this, but why do they need this? Well, I don't just help business owners hire teams. I help them hire high performing and manage high performing teams. Yes? Okay, by what? What are you doing? So when you're thinking about building, we're not starting, we're building, growing, and retaining. Build, grow, retain. Those are your words. Build, grow, retain. When we're doing that, what needs to happen first? First step in the team building before you, when you have a team coming on, you have to first do what?
You have to plan.
Okay, but what's the first function to add someone to your team?
Onboard.
Before you can onboard, you had to?
Recruit staff.
Hire them.
Okay.
You had to hire them. So does your framework include a hiring process?
It does.
It does? Are you sure?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So the hiring process, tell me about it.
It starts with workforce planning. So just figuring out like what the business need is, figuring out the strategies for that, aligning it with a job title, like researching what's in the market, what job titles are optional for that role, and what the salary range is. And then creating a job requisite based on the needs that you have for the business. And figure out what strategies work well for that business so you can put that into the job rec. When I say job rec, I'm referring to the job listing. So you can attract whoever reads it, you're attracting preferred candidates because a lot of business owners, recruiters, hiring managers, they put information into job listings that doesn't speak directly into who they want to sit in front of them for interviews.
Mm-hmm.
So the search component is important before even going into an hiring process.
Okay. So you help them think through the strategy of who they need to hire, when they need to hire, how much they need to pay them. I heard you mention these things before the interview process, but do you also help them to create or draft an interview process?
I do.
Okay. All right. So it would be fair to say that you are maybe optimizing their hiring process?
Yes.
Okay. Now that we've hired these team members, you use the next step. You've already used this word, which is?
Onboarding.
Onboarding. Does your framework, based on your 10 years of experience, include onboarding processes? Oh, yes, you mean to tell me it does? Okay, we're getting somewhere. All right, so we have a framework built out for the onboarding process. And now that we've hired and we've onboarded, it's time for these teams to...
Time for them to train.
Time for them to, and we train them to teach them how to...
Perform.
And perform is one word. But you used this word earlier, and I want to bring you back to it because I'm not giving you your business.
Okay. After we hire them, it's time for them to grow.
We interview somebody, we hire them, we onboard them, and now
you have to work.
You got to get to work, right? But in order to work well and efficiently, we blank by a set of policies and procedures.
Oh, like develop those SOPs,
performance. We operate.
Operate, okay.
Right. So yes, we could say work, but based on me being a business consultant, I understand that most people don't really know what the work is. So we have to frame out how a business
operates.
And how a role
performs.
They are also operating.
Oh, yes.
How the business
operates.
How the person
operates
in their role, right? And why these things make sense. Does your framework already include instructions for that?
Yes.
Are you positive?
Positive.
Give me examples of your operational framework.
It's based on the relationships. So the team has an org structure, and based on whose role complements the other, and setting up workloads based on the processes that are needed to fulfill sales.
No, that's not believable for me. So I'm hearing a lot of believability in the hiring process, even in the onboarding process. Operational processes is where I thought you would shine in terms of team operational processes, because you've done this. So yes, how roles complement one another, that's great. But we're talking about walking into a company and say, oh, okay, you've hired, you've onboarded. Let me get your team operating at maximum efficiency. Let me optimize how the team operates. Let me reframe the question that way. You come into Donnie Wiggins Global, I already have team. We're hired, we're onboarded, we're working, but we're not the most efficient. We're missing deadlines, we're doing things. How do I get, what's your operational framework to get my team optimized?
Gotcha. So I'm going to figure out what your current processes are and what roles are involved in that process, and then determine if the roles and responsibilities are outlined clearly. Mm-hmm. If they're, we would outline those more clearly and retrain the staff, or change the details of job descriptions. Maybe you have roles that are not doing as much as they can, and that can contribute to speeding up certain processes that are in the operations. And then also,
But I'm listening for your understanding of how to optimize a team's performance.
Okay, in simple terms, the strategy needs to be figured out when an employee comes into a role. If it's not, there's probably looking for gaps or vacancies in the processes. So there's either something that's missing or something that's clogging up the processes that needs to be addressed. And most of the time is you need to stop doing something, you need to start doing something, or you need to double down on a specific thing in order to streamline the operations.
What might we have to stop doing?
Some things I know we may have to stop doing is it depends. It depends on the processes for that business.
Give me an example of something that we'd have to stop doing. I need you to demonstrate your understanding of optimizing operations for me to continue to coach you in this lane.
Okay. So an example, something that you may need to stop doing is maybe the manager is not delegating enough. So maybe you need to stop working in tasks and figure out which roles you want to delegate a responsibility to, or maybe how to automate a certain process so you're not doing it yourself, or have delegate the responsibility of automating something to the proper role.
Okay. Give me an example of something we may have to double down on.
Team communication creates more fluency in the operations. I've seen a lot of teams that don't communicate with one another, and it causes jams in the operations. It prevents things from getting done, it causes deadlines to be missed.
Okay, give me another example of that.
Okay. All right, now, Dolly, put that pressure on me. Talking about double down on, right? I would say scheduling. Scheduling and workload planning. So doubling down on mapping out duties, tasks for the week, and deadlines, and creating a workload management plan to get those things done, setting up the time blocking and making sure that whoever's roles have to work with one another, that everything is complementary. So everyone on the team is time blocking, scheduling out their workload, and is reviewing what their deadlines are. And so that way, if there are any objections or challenges or barriers, they can address that with the manager to get that taken care of before time.
Okay. So your expertise is clear right now, right? I believe that you, based on what we're communicating about right now, definitely have some expertise that would allow you to be valuable to small businesses, newer businesses, and people who just have no idea how to manage a team. But your messaging is still very confusing. I'm noticing that you have a habit of word lasagna. You just throw in a whole bunch of stuff together to make it sound good, to make it sound high level. And you really need to just be clear and potentially just dumb it down a whole lot, right? So I want to get very, very clear there. You don't have to over articulate a thought to make it sound worth it or to make it sound valuable. In fact, in simplest terms is how we want to communicate our messaging, so that when you're talking about these things and you're using the right words and you're removing all these filler words and adjectives that just don't really belong, they're not adding any value. All they're doing is taking longer for a potential customer or a potential client to understand that you can help them. Okay, so we need to be very, very concise and to the point. Before we redraft that messaging statement, we already talked about the I help X do Y by Z. What's the biggest problem that you believe you're solving by helping these entrepreneurs or small business owners optimize their team? What problem are you solving?
Overwhelm, time sensitivity. I'm in HR staffing, but this relates to sales being fulfilled and retaining customers. And when sales go bad, you stop getting new customers, you don't retain as much customers. So the way that the team operates, the team is the business. Mm-hmm. So I reduce overwhelm for one of the business owner taking on everything or taking on more tasks than they should. And then also give them the comfort of knowing that things are going to get done on time or before time.
Okay. So overwhelm is the word that I love. Let's go back to your message statement, because if you walk away with anything today, I want you to be clear in the function that you play in these businesses, what you do and what you do well. All that financial planning and strategy and all those other things, you let somebody else do that. That's no longer your mission. Giving advice and frameworks for how a company can determine their ability and their margins to pay people, sure. Financial planning and management and strategizing, not the lane. Are we on the same page there?
We are.
Okay. then let's talk here. So let's go back to that statement. So I believe it was, I help business owners build, grow, retain?
And retain, yeah.
Okay, read that. Read me what you have.
I help business owners build, grow, and retain high-performing teams.
Okay, that can't be the whole thing.
That's where we stopped.
Nope. We went into you optimizing their
process.
Okay, say that again. Your volume went out.
I help business owners build, grow, and retain high-performing teams and optimize their hiring process.
Bye. So you help them build, grow, and retain high-performing teams. The way you do that is by optimizing. And we talked about those three pillar areas that you optimize. What are those three areas?
The hiring process. The operation. Yes.
Uh-huh. What was the second one? Hire.
And retention.
No. Retention is in the first part. After you hire, you...
train.
I'm going to punch you in your face.
And then we talked about helping the business and the teams operate.
Troy, after you hire an employee, what do you do with them?
I'm bored.
Ah.
Jeez.
Ho, that's yours. Like, that's ho, literally, H-O-O. Or who? Is that ho or ho? Could that be ho or who? Troy, all right. So we have this part, right? I help business owners grow. I help business owners build, grow, and retain high-performing teams by optimizing their hiring, onboarding, and operational systems. Does that sound like what you do?
Absolutely.
Is that word salad, or is it direct, clear, and concise?
Direct, clear, and concise, okay. For sure.
I just want to add one more piece to this. We have to add why, the big problem that you're solving. And it's not just teams, it's the overwhelm. So they grow without overwhelm. Okay, So they grow without overwhelm. And then once you start getting into larger companies who are going from growth stage to scale stage, then you'll just replace that word grow to scale. So they scale without burnout. But right now your focus is just on helping people grow their businesses without, the word wasn't burnout. You used overwhelm. I like that word better for you. Overwhelm. So I help business owners build, grow, and retain high-performing teams by optimizing their hiring, onboarding, and operational systems so they scale, so they grow without overwhelm.
Absolutely. That's spot on.
That's what you do.
Simple. It's crazy. As we were talking about all of this, I'm thinking back to like what had me thinking too much about this, because this is similar to the messaging I used to have, and I started going around and just mixing things up, and I'm realizing what happened is that when I started talking about financial planning and all those things, it was on one of the clients that I had. They were not in the position to make hiring decisions, or so I stepped into that financial role. Like I leveraged part of what I know to help them out, and I made the mistake of putting that in my messaging. So that was an error on my part. I'm just reflecting as we're talking about this, And I realized that's what happened. They needed help. They wanted me to help them with staffing, but I realized their finances were not together for us to be able. Because I was asking certain questions to prepare for the compensation for who they wanted. And they answered it. And when I realized they couldn't is when I stepped in to help. And when I did that, it was like going down a rabbit hole. And That's where budgeting specialists or finance specialists started coming into the picture. So this is teaching me with whoever I target in the future, I just need to set those parameters up better, as in who I take. And if someone is just not, they don't have a certain amount of control over things that is not in this field right here, they have to go consult somewhere else and then come back to me when they're in a better position.
These are the pillars by which you operate from. And gaining this clarity helps your audience understand who you are and how you help them. But it also helps you as a business owner be super clear on, yep, this is what I do, this is not what I do. If somebody wanted to come and hire me to be the creative director of a new marketing campaign, I'm not their person. Strategizing their marketing campaign, sure. Being the creative director, going out and hiring videographers and telling you what to wear and what ankle, that's, I can, but that's not my lane. That's not a pillar in my consulting core offer, right? And so we want to be very, very, very clear. I am business strategy. You are helping business owners. You specialize in team development and operational efficiency, but not operational efficiency in terms of systems, not operational systems, operational workforce. Okay, efficiency. And that's a huge pain point. You're helping these entrepreneurs go from overwhelmed business owners to confident CEOs. Write that down. I just thought, write that down. Right? Overwhelmed. They're going from overwhelmed business owners to confident CEOs. And many business owners, I know many of my friends and other business owners, no matter the size of the room or the size of the business, their interest is in building a team that grows with the company. It grows with them because you, if you do it right, if you're hiring right, you really invest a lot of time, energy, and money into every single new hire. So we're not looking for quick turnover roles. We want people that will grow with the company. And so, you know, you have to think about, now I want you to identify like 3 to 5 pain points. This is homework. I want you to come on to Actionable CEO and identify like, what are the actual pain points of a person who's struggling to manage a team or struggling to build a team or who's hitting their head on the wall every single time they try to hire a team using their own incomplete framework, right? The things that I can think about right away is definitely going from a solopreneur to a business owner. Some other things that I can think about right away is the money that you waste. I've wasted so much money training people who just didn't work out. We still have to pay them salaries and things of that nature. Your job is to come in and try to help curb some of those mistakes and soften some of the blows that business owners feel when they are investing in team. Okay. So
absolutely.
Last thing I want to, because I'm going to give you some homework and this will be an evolving process. I'm almost positive that as a result now, and you've kind of just said this, that your offers need to be refined.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. You need to reposition your offers. And so I want you to create 3 very simple sellable offers, okay? Very simple sellable offers. Maybe there's an entry offer that gets people interested, something that is a lower cost, that people can kind of get a taste of how you can provide value to their company. What you're giving them in this entry offer is extremely valuable, it's needed, and it will make me get a quick win. And after this quick win, it will make me want your offer number 2, which will be your core offer. Your core offer is the offer that you want most people to buy. The core offer is the one that you are relying on to generate the majority of the revenue that comes into your business. This is the one that you're really, really super dialed in on. It's probably where you're spending the most of your resources, right? And then I want you to create a premium offer. A premium offer that will be your higher ticket offer. Far less people will purchase that offer, but it's the graduation point or the matriculation point from the core offer to here's one more thing I can do before I send you out to go and find another provider. So I want you to look at that, right? And break this up into offers. Also, I want you to break these offers up this way because you'll be working with a lot of people who are probably already exhausting a lot of capital and bad hires, or they're solopreneurs. They're struggling to build teams. So that means that revenue could be in jeopardy. And so having just a $20,000 offer may limit you significantly. We want to have a graduating scale, right? Where people can come in at entry, elevate to core, and then maybe elevate beyond that to a premium offer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel like it's going to keep me from trying to just stay, like you said, stay within those pillars and stop trying to accommodate so much for whoever I see around me. It's also showing me that I need to put myself just in better rooms too, because maybe I'm just not surrounding myself mm-hmm. around potential clients, and that can be blinding or confusing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is valuable. It's going to keep me, my offer is very clear. And I know what to offer based off of this breakdown already. So
I can't wait. We've got our three sellable offers, simple to the point, no word salad. We know exactly what we're offering as concisely as possible. I want to hear about that on Tuesday, right? And Then Troy, what happens is now that you're clear on your messaging, it changes the game for your content. It changes the game for your audience. It changes the game for your confidence, but it's also going to change the game for your sales strategy, because you know what the hell you're selling and you know what you're not selling. So when you get on these sales calls and you are attracting people, it's like, oh, no, I don't do that. Have a good day. Or yes, this is what I do, and I do it in this framework. These are the three core pillars that I operate from. This is a framework that I use to help you overcome this issue. Here's the solution that I have for your problem. The end. You're not scrambling around like, oh, financial management. Yep, I can do this. Oh, workforce development. Yep, I can do. Oh, you HR systems implementation. You're not doing that anymore. You have just freed yourself.
Absolutely.
If people are looking to build teams, they need to think Troy. That's your goal. For any business owner who is looking to build, grow, and optimize their team, if they're not mentioning your name in the room, you're not loud enough, you're not clear enough. Make sense?
Absolutely.
All right. Let's get very, very clear. Let's get very, very dialed in. All of the resources, information, and tools that you're surrounding yourself with right now should be in team building. How can I be stronger in helping customers, companies optimize? How can I take the retail experience that I have and translate that into, the e-com space or the business coaching space or the creative space, the influencer space, the logistics space, the supply chain and development space? How can I transfer this so that the messaging around building teams and culture and optimizing those teams are consistent across the board? The framework doesn't change.
Absolutely.
What are you thinking right now?
If my title still matches this, part of me feels like it does. Business management consultant.
No. Troy, I almost got hot on the inside, Zell.
I'm asking for feedback. No,
Zell.
Or appropriate business title.
This ain't got nothing in it but some water. Cause he just, is he playing my face like that? Oh, Troy, help me wet the. He said, after all of this work that I just put in, I still think I'm a business management consultant? What do you think?
I've used HR consultant before, but it gets into, I don't want to confuse what I do, because a lot of HR stuff is like payroll and the system side of it, and I'm more in the operational strategy of it. I don't want to confuse those terms, because I see other HR consultants out there, and it's different from what I do. a lot of them are filling in as actual HR mm-hmm. freelance companies. So I don't want to confuse that. So outside of HR consultant, I am open to other options.
Is that your door? I'm like, I don't have a doorbell. Oh, okay. He's over here like, you want me to go get the door? I'm like, I don't have a doorbell. Okay. Yes. So no, you are not an HR specialist. You are not a business manager. It needs to be something that directly speaks to the fact that you are a team building expert, right? I would say something like a team and business development consultant or team building consultant, team development consultant, maybe a team development consultant. Let's pin that one for now. Team development consultant, team growth and development consultant, something along those lines. Team development and operations consultant, team development and operations consultant might be it, even though I don't think that you need to specifically call out operations, right? Because that leans into a whole other, just like HR opens the door for a whole lot, operations opens the door for a whole lot that you don't do. And I believe that team operations is a part of your framework, not necessarily a part of your title.
I heard you say team development and business consultant.
Just team development consultant.
Team development.
I'm a team development consultant for small businesses and entrepreneurs. Okay, and we don't need to get into small, medium, large businesses, small and medium. Businesses that make $100 million are still considered small businesses, right? So we don't want people overthinking in their heads. Am I small? Am I medium? Am I large? I qualify. You know, we don't want to put too many parameters out there to disqualify people. So a team development consultant, it can say team hiring and development consultant, team building and development consultant. I am a team building and development consultant, all right? I believe that is along the lines of what you do. I'm a team building and development consultant. I help, it gets into that. I help business owners build, grow, and retain high performing teams by optimizing their hiring, onboarding, and operational systems so that my CEOs can grow without overwhelm.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. I'm a team building and development consultant. I'm a team building and development consultant. I work with business owners to help them build, grow, and retain their teams. I do that by optimizing their hiring, onboarding, and operational systems so they can focus on growing their company without the overwhelm.
Drops mic.
Drops mic. Throws laptop. No, I'm just playing. We're not doing that, buddy. We're not doing that. No, but how do you feel about this positioning and this messaging?
I feel a lot more clear, focused, direct. That's what I was meant. So I'm ready to build this out and get to the sales.
All right, let's build this out. I want you to create a 90-day plan. I know that we're operating from a 12-week year inside of Actionable CEO, but I specifically need you to frame this as a relaunch and create a 90-day launch plan, right? This isn't anything. If you feel like you can whip this up and put it out there next week, we're not doing it right, okay? I want you to actually have a 90-day plan. How am I going to rebrand this? What's my messaging and content needing to be? What's my positioning on social media and any other channels that I'm showing up on? What does that need to be? What's my client acquisition strategy? What are those three simple signature offers that I'll be leading with? And let me map out my sales flows. Is there anything that's going to be sold via advertisement? Are these all, are these going to be sales calls required for everything? If so, let me get my scripts together, do some role playing, grab an accountability outside of our mentorship community, Actionable CEO, and get really good at the part that you're good at so you can have a six-figure business, babe.
Absolutely.
Let's get it. All right, Troy, I'm counting on you to be a success story here. Give us your Instagram so that everybody who watched this episode can come over and hold you accountable.
So I can be found on Instagram at The Moving Forward Guy, spelled exactly how it sounds.
I couldn't understand how it sounds. The Moving Forward, is that what it is?
The Moving Forward Guy.
Okay, F-O-R-W-A-R-D?
Yes.
All right.
And
the
my
Moving Forward Guy.
The Moving Forward Guy. And leap.hr is the company page on Instagram.
We need to change that right away. No more HR. HR is not in your messaging.
Okay.
Okay. So we need to change that right away. I actually like the Moving Forward Guy, moving your team forward to help your business grow. Write that down. Just came up with that. I cracked myself up. I got it, right? I got it.
Because the forward to better. So that's where it came from. So I'm going to use that for sure.
I love it. I love it. I love it. All right, Troy, it has been wonderful. Thank you for being a member of Actionable CEO. And for those of you who are watching this episode, I invite you. You're wondering how these mentees of mine get to qualify to be on this Figuring It Out episode with Donnie Wiggins on Full Transparency. Well, they are active members inside my mentorship community, Actionable CEO. And that is one of the perks. They get at least one coaching session. It's completely optional and voluntary right here on the podcast. And you deserve to have one too. But I'll be honest with you, this is not the most valuable part of the community. We have so many great benefits to the community and we're developing entrepreneurs every single day. So go to actionableceo.com. I am giving you a free guest pass right now for 7 whole days. Seven whole days. Hey, it better work or you. Let me get out of here. I'm going to see y'all next week. Bye.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MacWeldon.com, promo code MAC25.